line this week. Mm-hmm. How do you feel generally from camp to now? How do you feel like your line's performed?
Well, I think that, obviously we always can get better. Consistency is what, I think everybody strives for. I think there are times we play really well, and in other times we need to improve on different things. We'll probably still rotate guys through this week at the inside spot, just depending on how they practice this week. But overall, I think we've done okay. But I'll never, be satisfied. I always think we can do better.
Why Uatafa? What does he bring to your line?
Leka is a very athletic player. He bends really well. He's a natural knee bender. He rolls his hips on contact in the run game. In the pass game, even if he does not necessarily take the best pass set in terms of whether it's his feet or his hands, he's athletic enough to recover, and so his margin for error is a little bit greater. And he's a smart player. He'd been battling some injuries. He started that in the UCLA game, and then that last drive he actually got injured and toughed it out the rest of that game, and then really hasn't been 100% since then until this week.
Do you feel like, what precipitated making those changes? Because, you guys are 6-2, and you've really run the ball well. Is it something that you saw that you weren't doing?
Well, I just think that we're always looking to get better. And if we have a guy that is performing well in practice, and then when he gets those limited reps in a game, which is what Leka initially did start, and I believe at the Washington State game when it was, he got some in the first couple games. But, you see things that he can do that I think that can always help the team, and more specifically the offensive line. I think a kid like that deserves more reps, and unfortunately the flip side of that is somebody's got to come off the field. But Leka has done a really nice job and deserves more reps just through his performance in the games and at practice.
Tell me a little bit about Jeremiah. How's he doing, and how far has he come since you came to this program in terms of reshaping himself and all that?
Well, I think he has done a really nice job. It all started way back in January when he had too much weight and he bought in. I think I mentioned this before. He bought in and lost a ton of weight, and I think that quickness shows. Now, last week he did get beat on a speed rush, which was the first time all year. The kid at ASU did a nice job. Slapping his hands away, and we talked about that. And then after that point, he didn't have any issues in pass protection. So really pleased with what he's done. He's playing tackle and probably, at the next level, he probably projects as an inside guy. But I think being able to play on the edge in the Pac-12 shows how versatile he is and how far he's come along in, 9 months or so.
And is he an inside guy at the next level just because he's so strong, or what?
I think so. I think that he's 335 pounds, and on the edge at that level, you want a little bit more foot speed. Really good for us here, and who knows? Maybe he could be a tackle at the next level. I just think he will be a natural guard, a good fit. He, is one of our stronger players. He bends really well on the inside. I think he controls. The inside gap's probably a little bit better.
Has he mentioned to you at all that he has, maybe it's a bad choice of phrase, but an axe to grind of sorts against Oregon, that he was pretty close to going to Oregon at one point?
We've talked before, and I know he was possibly taking a trip there. He did take a trip there, but, he has not ever once, no matter who we've played, because I know he was heavily recruited, talked about, I wish I would have went there, or I have something to, against those guys because of something on the trip or how they recruit. He's never once mentioned anything like that.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on the offensive line and the passing woes with the team right now?
Well, bottom line, everybody has to do their job, and we can obviously protect better. And so that's what we concentrate on. Everybody has their own issues, and the offensive line is no exception. And so what we can do is protect for as long as it takes. And that's what we have to do. That's our job. And so, if we do a better job up front, it'll make everybody else's job easier. Just like in the run game, if we do our job, it'll make the running back's job easier. So I believe it all starts and ends up front. And maybe that's a selfish way of looking at it. But in this case, for that question, if we do our job better, it'll help everybody. So we got to be better.
Thank you.
Against Against ASU, the offense seemed to struggle to pick up a lot of their blitzes. How much of that do you think is on the offensive line, and how much of that do you think is on the tight ends and running backs not helping out?
I think it's on everybody. I think that we all can be better. You know, we have different protections and you know, different schemes that I'd prefer not to discuss, but we can be better and help out wherever we need to.
Do you feel like you've given Travis specifically enough time to throw deep? Did your guys do enough this past week to help him throw the ball?
We can be better. We can be better. I know this, that you know, if there is a clean pocket for him to throw, then he's gonna make plays. And so I don't look at what Travis is doing. I don't look at what the receivers are doing, what the running backs are doing. I look at my five guys, and I know that if we keep the pocket width with the tackles and keep the pocket depth with the inside three, it'll make everybody else's job much easier.
How different is it for your guys with compared to Kendall to Travis?
I really don't think it's much different. You know, the plays, we've never gone into a game and said, here are the plays that one guy can run and here are the plays that the other guy can run. And so to the line, they're blocking the same plays regardless. I don't think one moves differently in the pocket or creates you know, issues for the line. Like I said, I mean, we got to do our part. And I know I sound like a broken record, but if we do our part up front, we do a better job, then everybody will be fine.
Are you sort of, you know, are you sort of the mouthpiece for Dave on the field on game days? Is that, because when I look down during the huddles, you're sort of commanding the offense, so to speak. I don't know. How does it, what's your role on game days?
I'll give the first play of the series while everybody's huddled around, and then when we come off the field, we'll all address our guys. But in between series, we'll discuss what the next, you know, 4 to 5 plays are. You know, so, hey, what do we like running? Those sorts of things. And so for the run game, I will give a little bit more input. In the pass game, obviously, you know, Coach Roderick, Coach Stubblefield, they give more input for what they like route-wise. But it's really a joint effort. I know Coach Erickson's up in the box, and I know he's talking as well. So, you know, it's a joint effort. What I do on the sidelines is nothing more than read what the first play of the series is.
Let me also ask, how different is the offense that you guys are currently running from what you and Dave ran and at Wyoming?
We probably have more tight end stuff in here. We didn't at Wyoming have a tight end that we felt was a strong run blocker, where we have Wesley and Ciali. They do a nice job in the run game. I mean, they are attached, you know, in the wing or on the ball, and so we didn't have that at Wyoming, and so we had to rely more on probably the pass. We were more four wide receiver sets and two back sets and three wides, like the 21 or 20 personnel. But here we have two pretty good tight end blocking tight ends, and so we use more 11 and 12 personnel when we have the two tights in. So that's probably the biggest difference, is just the personnel.